It has been a damp Thursday across our area. Morning showers, drizzle, and fog have transitioned to a steadier, heavier rain this afternoon. The mild weather goes on, though, across the Northeast. Despite the clouds and rainy conditions, temperatures have warmed into the 40s and 50s today, so it's another warm day here in December. We're going to at least temporarily end this stretch, though, coming up over the weekend as some cooler air settles into our area. It'll actually feel a little bit like winter around here. There's even the chance for some snow and some heavier snow with lake effect areas developing Friday night through at least Saturday night. But in the short term, it's rainfall that is our focus, as we have rain in our area through the rest of the day into the night. So if you have evening plans, you'll need those umbrellas as some steadier rain will continue through at least mid to late evening. Later tonight, the storm will lurk its way off to the northeast, so the steadier rain will transition and taper off over to showers, and we could even see a few snow showers mix in, especially across the North Country as we work through the second half of the night. Temperatures tonight will slip back into the 30s and 40s. And working into the day tomorrow, the storm system will be off to our east, but there's still some upper-level energy coming through, so we'll see a good amount of cloudiness and a few passing rain and snow showers through the day. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 40s, though a few spots across the north may hold in the 30s right through the afternoon. Then as we work into tomorrow night and Saturday, we'll see lake effect snow develop off of Lakes Erie and Ontario, and close to the lakes, several inches of snow accumulation will be likely. In fact, some areas may exceed a foot of snow through portions of the Tug Hill Plateau. And in our area, the Western Adirondacks will stand to pick up at least a few inches of lake effect snow where the bands are the most intense. For most of us, Friday night into Saturday, we'll have a scattering of snow showers from time to time, potentially a few heavier squalls that could cover the ground with an accumulation of snow. The big story on Saturday, though, will be the cold weather and really the first wintry chill in quite a while. Temperatures on Saturday will be in the 30s with plenty of wind to make it feel even colder. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with evening rain tapering off to rain and snow showers, areas of fog, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with passing rain and snow showers, high 36 to 44. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with evening rain tapering off to rain and snow showers, areas of fog, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with passing rain and snow showers, high 36 to 44. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with evening rain tapering to showers, areas of fog, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of passing showers, high 45 to 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, evening rain tapering to showers, areas of fog, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of a passing shower, high 40 to 45. Region-wide on Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun, with scattered snow showers and squalls, breezy, high in the 30s, and on Sunday, partly sunny, with highs in the 30s to lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.